SAW KO4 PXB. Brian. Yes and yes. Yep, that was definitely a pretty day to do that. Well, it was definitely productive at work today for 7 or 8 months, even prior to me getting there. A lot of users were having error messages within the SAP program, and I found out just for the last 2 days of actually what was causing the issue. It was the VPN software that was installed on the computer that was running, even though the desktops never leave the building to have to use that VPN software. Yep, that is definitely true, because after I found out pretty much I tested it on a computer, did not have the software on it. That was the only piece of software that was known that was different. And so I put it on that system, and I was getting that error message. And then, but there's a way to physically just turn it off, even though the service is still running, because it requires a password to uninstall, but you can turn it off when you're in the building.
Might not be perfect, but it is a solution, right?
Yep. And there's, as the IT department counts it, it is a permanent resolved solution.
You're in the building, and that's the way they never have that issue.
Yep. I even asked the group policy team that pushes that software out, said, can it not distinguish between a desktop that, because they signify a computer with the location, which is South Carolina, and then that location number for Honeywell, and then the DT stands for desktop. So I know for a fact systems are smart enough to know by the computer name that to apply group policies to where, if it is a desktop, that VPN software doesn't need to be on it if it's in the building.
You put that on there because there were advantages to having it run it when you were in the building. You could get the boxes to the VPN that you couldn't get to if you were on site. Something to do with the network routing.
Yeah, unfortunately, that wouldn't work with that location, because when you go and connect to VPN, they have a proxy set up where it uses a proxy server to get the internet. So you're physically going out on a VPN and then coming back in to use the internet, which you're already connected to. So it causes an error message saying that you can't connect. Yeah, that would definitely work in a home environment, but when you got the computer on the domain, that probably would not work in the same manner. In that situation, put your software and application in the DMZ and wouldn't have to worry about that.
I'm saying, what could come in?
communications and stuff that runs into DMZ, and then they get put in a sandbox for the data to get scrubbed and checked out, and then it's actually passed through after multiple, you know, data testing. Hundreds of systems just doing a constant ping, and it just overloads that network interface that it just shuts it down. I can't even remember what the actual, but don't allow TCP traffic come in on that. And that way that will pretty much stop that. If you don't allow that network address, that network protocol to even come through. Yep, that will definitely resolve that. And one thing that when I was working with the Cisco firewalls and devices like that, and access control list, that is one area that will flat out lock you out in a hurry and stop network traffic, because as soon as you press enter, that access control list is in place, and so you definitely better have good documentation, and you just do a few, you know, maybe one change or two changes at a time to see what, you know, if it breaks, and then be able to put it back. That's why I'm a very firm believer of documentation, documentation, documentation. That is definitely true, because we always made that statement, you know, what if you get hit by a bus? That way you got to make it where somebody else knows, you know, how to get into it and pretty much what goes on if you're not there. And the biggest thing, the older IT people, they do not like to share their information on what they're doing, because they consider that job security. So that way, if they're the only person that knows, then it pretty much, they think that it keeps them around.
They didn't say that because of that. That was the reason they were like,
KO4PXB. I have a question. Is every once in a while my signal cutting out, because yours will drop a transmission sometimes in mid-sentence?
The whole time. That's probably me, because the dogs run, and when they run out of leash, it jerks the leash with my hand, and my finger probably comes up off of the push top of it.
Alright, I appreciate it. I just wasn't sure, because sometimes everyone goes through bad spots in the road or whatever from just normal interference. I was just kind of checking on it.
Yeah, that's between 1 watt and 2.5 watts is a crossband repeating. And Echo Link server is here. And if I jump on Echo Link, if I'm transmitting any amount of power at all, it interferes with their reception because the repeater is 30 miles away from me, and I'm 20 feet away from their antenna.
Programmers for the engraving that went on the sidewall of the tire, and we communicated every day
when I got to work, and when I left, when he got to work, we would talk before the shift, before and after the shift changes. And you get used to doing that kind of thing. That's normal. And you can see, finding out you can do the same thing on ham radio. There's no service provider recall. There's no required. There's no people going under the ocean. That's really cool.
Yep, that is definitely cool. Now, for what I saw many years ago, and they maybe still doing it today, now all the, or a good bit of the cables that's underneath the ocean like that, they're using them for detect seismic activity under the ocean and stuff like that, because that's pretty much a good use for them now. Yes.
In my retirement now, cleaning up all my old tools and getting them functional again, and taking my 30-year-old truck and bringing it up to, you know, standards that it had when it was new. Because I enjoy that. I enjoy the mechanical stuff, the electronics and the programming and stuff that makes a decent living. But I just enjoy turning wrenches.
Yeah, that's definitely always good to have another hobby that you enjoy doing, because then you would, like I said, never work a day in your life.
Well, I'm going to bug out. My wife just came in a few minutes ago, headed upstairs. She's going to take out her day again. And the dogs are in, and it's getting dark. You stay safe the rest of the way home. And I'm glad you had a productive and memorable day. W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
All right, sir, you and your wife and dogs, y'all please take it easy. It's KO4PXB.